The feeling of cold air on the skin is a daily reminder of where you are. In Finland, the seasons are not just a backdrop, they dictate the rhythm of life. Winter turns the home into a sanctuary of warmth and light, a quiet defense against the deep, silent snow. Then, summer arrives with an explosion of energy, pulling life outdoors under a sun that refuses to set. This powerful cycle of darkness and light shapes everything, from the calm, practical design of the cities to the deep, unspoken connection people have with the forests and lakes that are always close by. It has forged a way of living built on resilience, simplicity, and finding contentment in the quiet moments between the extremes. The day begins not with a rush, but with a ritual. The slow brewing of coffee, its rich aroma filling a warm kitchen as the low morning light filters through the window. For most Finns, home or koti is more than just a place to sleep. It is a carefully curated space of calm, function, and security. It is the anchor point in a world of changing seasons. Whether in a city apartment block in Espoo or a traditional wooden house in the countryside, the principles are the same. Light, simplicity, and an ever-present connection to nature. Windows are large and often unadorned with heavy curtains, designed to capture every precious ray of daylight, a vital resource during the darker half of the year. The interior aesthetic is a study in functional beauty. Furniture, often made of light woods like birch, is practical and built to last. Design classics from figures like Alvar Aalto are not just museum pieces. They are part of the fabric of daily life, found in ordinary homes and public libraries. An Iittala vase or a Marimekko textile is not a status symbol, but a piece of functional art, appreciated for its timeless design and connection to the Finnish identity. There is little clutter. Life is organized, and the home is a direct reflection of this mindset. It's a space designed for living, not for display. The entrance to a Finnish home is a small, important threshold. Here, shoes are always removed. It is an unspoken rule, a gesture of respect for the cleanliness of the home, and a symbolic shedding of the outside world. The hallway is a practical space, with hooks and shelves for the many layers of outdoor clothing required for the changing weather. In winter, the warmth of underfloor heating is a common and welcome comfort. Family routines are built on a foundation of trust and independence. Children are taught self-reliance from a very young age. They walk or cycle to school alone, play outside with minimal supervision, and are given the space to develop their own sense of competence. This isn't neglect. It's a cultural belief in fostering personal responsibility, made possible by a society that is overwhelmingly safe. Inside the home, family life is quiet. Voices are rarely raised. Communication is direct, honest, and often concise. Words are used with intention, and there is a comfort in shared silence. What is left unsaid is often as important as what is spoken. Personal space is deeply respected, both physically and emotionally. People stand further apart in conversation. They avoid unnecessary small talk with strangers. This can be mistaken for coldness by those from more effusive cultures, but it is in fact a form of politeness, a recognition of the other person's right to their own thoughts and their own quiet. In a Finnish home, it's common for family members to be in the same room, each engaged in their own activity, reading a book, knitting, working on a laptop, without the need to fill the silence with constant interaction. It is a shared, comfortable quiet, a state of being together, alone. The structure of urban living reflects this blend of the private and the communal. Most apartment buildings are run by a housing company, or taloyhtiö, where residents collectively manage the property. These buildings often have shared facilities in the basement, a laundry room, pesutupa, with industrial-grade machines that can be booked by the hour, and a personal storage cage, verasto, for each apartment, a place for skis, winter tires, and preserved berries. Often, there is also a shared building sauna, which residents can book for their private use once a week. The rhythm of daily life is steady. Workdays end on time. Evenings are for family, for hobbies, for rest. The home is a shield against the extremes of the outside world, the biting cold of winter, the pressures of modern life. It is where Finns recharge, surrounded by simple comforts. The warmth of a wool blanket, the glow of a candle, the familiar taste of rye bread. There is even a word, kalsari kenet, which humorously translates to getting drunk at home in your underwear, but speaks to a deeper cultural acceptance of finding contentment in staying in without social obligation. It is a life of quiet satisfaction, found not in the pursuit of more, but in the deep appreciation of what is already there. There is a place that lies at the very heart of Finnish culture. It is not a church or a parliament, but a small wooden room heated by stones, the sauna. There are over 3 million of them in Finland, more saunas than cars. It is not a luxury, but a necessity, a place for physical and mental cleansing, for social bonding, and for solitary reflection, woven into the fabric of weekly life for centuries. Historically, it was the most sterile place in the home, the poor man's pharmacy, where women gave birth, where cupping and other healing rituals were performed, and where the bodies of the deceased were prepared for burial. It was a place of life, death, and renewal. The sauna is a ritual passed down through generations. For families, it is a time to connect, away from the distractions of screens and schedules. Children learn to sit quietly on the lower benches or lauteet, where the heat is less intense, to respect the heat, to listen to the hiss of the steam. It is a place of profound equality. In the sauna, there are no titles, no ranks, no uniforms. Everyone is simply themselves, stripped bare of pretense. Business deals have been forged and political agreements reached in the disarming honesty of the sauna's heat. The social etiquette is unspoken but understood. One does not argue in the sauna. It is a place of peace. The experience is elemental. The heat, intense and enveloping, relaxes muscles and quiets the mind. the steam, or loli, is the soul of the sauna. Each ladle of water thrown on the stones, the kewas, releases a wave of soft, moist heat that is both invigorating and calming. The scent of birch from the vita, used to gently beat the skin to improve circulation, fills the air, a fragrance of summer and forest that cleanses the skin and the senses. There are different kinds of saunas, each with its own character. The most traditional is the smoke sauna, or sava sauna, which has no chimney. It is heated for hours, and the smoke fills the room. Before entering, the smoke is vented, leaving behind a soft, lingering heat and a distinct, pleasant aroma that clings to the dark, soot-stained walls. The most common today is the wood-fired sauna, the pukuas, especially at lakeside cabins, where the crackle of the fire is part of the experience. In city apartments, the electric sauna offers instant, convenient heat at the flick of a switch. The ritual extends far beyond the heated room. The cool-down, or vilvoitelu, is just as important. A slow walk in the fresh air, a plunge into a cool lake in summer, or for the brave, a roll in the snow, or a dip into a hole cut in the ice, the avanto, in winter. This shock of cold is not a punishment, but a release. It awakens the body, resets the nervous system, and leaves a feeling of profound peace and vitality. This cycle of hot and cold can be repeated several times over an evening, according to personal preference. After the final round, the body is clean and the mind is clear. This is often followed by a simple meal. Sausages, or makara, are grilled over the dying embers of the sauna stove, or an open fire, often wrapped in foil to cook in their own juices. A cold drink, a beer, or a cider is enjoyed. The conversation is relaxed and easy. The sauna is more than just a bath. It is a ceremony of renewal, a cornerstone of well-being, a place where the Finnish soul feels most at home. The Finnish approach to work is a reflection of the national character, practical, efficient, and built on a foundation of trust. The workday typically starts early, between 7 and 8 in the morning, and ends early. A 40-hour week is the standard, and overtime is the exception, not the rule. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, offices begin to empty. Life outside of work is not just valued, it is protected by law and by cultural expectation. Punctuality is paramount. Arriving exactly on time for a meeting is a sign of respect for others. The workplace hierarchy is notably flat. Bosses are approachable, often addressed by their first name, and decisions are frequently made collaboratively. An open-door policy is the norm, not a corporate buzzword. A manager might be seen making coffee for the entire team. Communication is direct and to the point. Meetings are for problem-solving, not for endless discussion. An agenda is followed, a decision is made, and people move on. This efficiency is not about rushing, it's about respecting everyone's time. The goal is to do good work and then to go home. Trust is the invisible engine of the Finnish economy. It is assumed that people are competent and will do their jobs without constant supervision. This has made Finland a leader in flexible and remote work, long before it became a global trend. This autonomy fosters a sense of ownership and responsibility. People are trusted to manage their own time and their own tasks, and in return, they deliver results. This trust extends to the wider society. Small countryside stalls often operate on an honesty box system, where customers take what they need and leave the correct payment unattended. The economy is highly advanced and diversified. While traditional industries like forestry and paper production remain important, with a strong focus on sustainability, the modern economy is driven by technology. The legacy of Nokia, which once dominated the mobile phone market, spurred a new generation of tech startups and a culture of innovation, particularly in the gaming industry. Finland is also a leader in clean technology, renewable energy, and health tech. It is a society that invests heavily in research, development, and education, creating a workforce that is among the most educated in the world. Vocational training is held in high esteem alongside university degrees, ensuring a skilled labor force across all sectors. The social contract is strong. High taxes are seen as an investment in a functional society. They fund a generous social safety net, universal healthcare, and a world-class education system that is free from primary school through to the doctoral level. New parents are entitled to long periods of paid leave, and every expectant mother receives the famous baby box, or 80s pakkaus, a government gift containing all the essentials for a newborn's first year. Labor unions, or ammattiliitot, are strong and play a key role in negotiating wages and working conditions. The famous kahvitauko, or coffee break, is often a mandatory, twice daily paid break, an institution that recognizes the importance of rest and informal social interaction for overall productivity. The clear separation between work and life is fundamental. When the workday is over, it is truly over. Emails are not expected to be answered in the evening. Work is not brought home. This boundary allows people to be fully present in their personal lives, with their families, in their hobbies, and in nature. It is a system that understands that a rested, happy worker is a productive worker. It is a quiet, pragmatic approach to building a society that is not just prosperous, but also profoundly livable. Finnish food culture is not one of elaborate sauces or complex spices. It is a direct and honest reflection of the land and the seasons. It is rooted in simple, pure ingredients, prepared in a way that lets their natural flavors shine. The grocery store is a calm, orderly place where the staples of the Finnish diet are on display: potatoes, root vegetables, whole grains, and fish. At the center of it all is rye bread, ruisleipä. It is dark, dense, and deeply nutritious, with a characteristic sour taste. For Finns, it is more than just food. It is a taste of home, a source of strength and comfort. It is eaten at every meal, with butter and cheese for breakfast, as an open-faced sandwich for lunch, and alongside a warm evening meal. Another beloved staple is the Karelian pie, Karjalan Piraka, a thin rye crust filled with rice porridge or mashed potato, best eaten warm with a topping of egg butter. Home cooking is the norm. Meals are practical and wholesome, closely following the seasons. In the summer, the food is light and fresh. The arrival of the first new potatoes, Udet Perunat, is a national event. They are boiled and served simply with butter, dill, and a side of herring, sili, or fresh fish like perch, aven. The summer market squares, or tori, are filled with fresh peas, strawberries, and other seasonal produce. Grilling is a national pastime, with makara, a simple sausage, being the undisputed star. In the winter, the food becomes heartier, designed to provide warmth and energy against the cold. Thick pea soup, hernakito, is traditionally eaten on Thursdays, followed by a pancake for dessert. Hearty stews and oven casseroles, like the macaroni latiko, macaroni casserole, or lihakito, meat soup, are family favorites. Christmas brings its own culinary traditions, a large baked ham, various root vegetable casseroles, and spiced gingerbread cookies. Dairy products are also central, from milk drunk with meals to unique cultured products like veali, which has a gelatinous, stringy texture. The forests and bogs offer a seasonal bounty. The culture of foraging is strong. In late summer and autumn, families spend weekends in the forest picking wild berries, blueberries, mustika, lingonberries, puluka, and the prized amber-colored cloudberries, laka. They also hunt for mushrooms, like chanterelles and porcini. A good mushroom or berry spot is a closely guarded family secret. This harvest is eaten fresh or preserved as jams, juices, or simply frozen, to be enjoyed throughout the long winter, a taste of summer in the dark months. And then there is coffee. Finns are among the world's most dedicated coffee drinkers, consuming more per capita than almost any other nation. It is typically a light roast filter coffee, and it is not a rushed, on-the-go affair. It is a ritual, a moment to pause. The kahvitauko, or coffee break, is an institution. When visiting someone's home, coffee is always offered, usually with a simple cardamom-spiced sweetbread called pulla. The most beloved pastry is the korva pusti, a large, soft cinnamon bun, its name humorously translating to a slapped ear. Finnish food is not about performance, it is about sustenance, in the truest sense of the word. It is about feeding the body and the soul with simple, honest food, grown from the earth and drawn from the water. It is a quiet celebration of the essential things. To be in Finland is to be in nature. It is not a destination one travels to. It is the backdrop to everyday life. The forest begins where the backyard ends. The lake is a short walk from the office. This constant proximity to the wild shapes the Finnish psyche, offering a source of peace, solitude, and recreation that is considered a birthright. This relationship is defined by a unique concept known as Joka Miehen Oikeus, or every man's right. It is the ancient unwritten law that grants everyone the right to roam freely in nature, regardless of who owns the land. It allows people to walk, ski, cycle, pick wild berries and mushrooms, and camp for a night, as long as they do so respectfully. This right comes with responsibilities. One must not disturb people's homes, damage crops, or harm wildlife. It is a profound expression of trust and a shared understanding that nature belongs to everyone and to no one. It is the legal and cultural foundation for the nation's outdoor life. Life is lived in rhythm with the outdoors. In summer, Finns flock to their summer cabins, or mökki. There are 500,000 of them in the country. These are often simple, rustic structures, sometimes without electricity or running water. The mökki is not a vacation home in the luxurious sense. It is a return to a simpler way of life. The manual labor involved, chopping wood, carrying water from the lake, tending to the small garden, is seen as a therapeutic part of the experience. The lack of modern amenities is a feature, not a bug. Days are spent swimming in the cool, clean water, fishing for perch, heating the sauna, and sitting by the fire, listening to the haunting call of a loon across the lake. It is a multi-generational hub, a place where family history is made and passed down. Even for those who live in the city, nature is an essential escape. National parks, like Nuuksio, just outside Helsinki, or the vast Urho Kekkonen National Park in Lapland, are easily accessible and meticulously maintained with marked trails and wilderness huts. On weekends, trails are filled with hikers and cyclists. In winter, these same trails become a network of cross-country ski tracks, many of them lit by lamps that guide skiers through the quiet, snowy darkness. Ice fishing, or pilkkaminen, is a popular winter pastime, a meditative activity that involves drilling a small hole in the thick ice and waiting patiently for a bite. The Finnish way of being outdoors is not about conquering peaks or pursuing extreme sports, though those options exist. It is more often a quieter pursuit. It is about finding a sense of calm, of being a small part of a much larger whole. It is the feeling of soft moss underfoot, the scent of damp earth after a rain shower, the vast, silent expanse of a frozen lake stretching to the horizon. It is the simple pleasure of finding a patch of wild chanterelles or watching the sunset paint the sky over the water. It is a deep, personal, and unspoken bond with the wild, a relationship based on respect, knowledge, and a sense of belonging. Movement in Finland is much like everything else, practical, efficient, and well-organized. In the cities, public transportation is the lifeblood. Trams, buses, and a sleek metro system connect the urban landscape with a quiet reliability that people depend on. Timetables are trusted. Services run on time, even in the depths of winter, when snow blankets the streets. The system is integrated, allowing for seamless transfers with a single ticket. It is a reflection of a society that values collective solutions and functional design. Cycling is also a way of life, not just a leisure activity. Extensive networks of well-maintained bike paths make it a safe and popular choice for commuting and recreation. In cities like Oulu, known for its dedication to year-round cycling, dedicated paths are kept clear of snow with the same priority as roads. It's a common sight to see people of all ages pedaling through the winter landscape on bikes fitted with studded tires, their faces protected from the cold. It is a testament to the Finnish philosophy of adapting to the seasons, not hiding from them. Outside the cities, the car is essential. Distances are vast, and communities can be remote. Driving in winter is a skill that everyone learns. It requires patience, foresight, and a deep respect for the conditions. By law, all cars must be fitted with winter tires from December to February. Many use studded tires for extra grip on icy roads. The challenge of black ice, or mustajä, is well understood. A common feature on cars is an engine block heater, which is plugged into an electrical post in parking lots to keep the engine warm and ensure it starts in sub-zero temperatures. Life slows down. Journeys take longer. It is an accepted part of the seasonal rhythm. The infrastructure that underpins modern life is robust and often invisible. High-speed internet reaches even remote areas, a crucial link for a population spread across a large country. The digital society is one of the most advanced in the world, with most government services and banking handled online through a secure digital identity. The National Railway, VR, connects major cities with comfortable, punctual trains that slice through endless forests of birch and pine. The view from the window is a meditative scroll of passing landscapes. In the winter, a fleet of powerful icebreaker ships works around the clock to keep the ports of the Baltic Sea open, a vital lifeline for international trade. Technology is seen as a tool, a means to an end, not an end in itself. It is used to make life simpler, more efficient, and to allow more time for the things that truly matter. It is modernity in service of a balanced life, not in place of it. The Finnish education system is often held up as a model for the world, but its success lies not in a rigid formula, but in a simple philosophy. Trust, equality, and a focus on the whole child. The school day is shorter than in many countries, and homework is minimal, especially in the early years. There is a strong emphasis on frequent breaks and outdoor play, regardless of the weather, following the adage, "There's no bad weather, only bad clothing." Standardized testing is rare. The emphasis is on fostering intrinsic motivation, curiosity, critical thinking, and a love of learning. Teachers are highly trained. A master's degree is a requirement, and deeply respected professionals. They are given the autonomy to create their own curriculum and to teach in the way they see best for their students. They trust their students, and in turn, the students learn to trust themselves. The atmosphere in the classroom is informal and supportive. Students call teachers by their first name. The goal is not to compete, but to learn together. Every student receives a free, hot, nutritious meal every day, a practice that has been in place for over 70 years, ensuring that no child is too hungry to learn. Young Finns grow up with a strong sense of independence and social responsibility. They are accustomed to a society that is safe, stable, and offers equal opportunities. Technology is an integrated part of their lives, but so is nature. School trips often involve hiking or skiing. They are globally connected, fluent in English, yet deeply rooted in their own culture. Their ambitions are often practical and balanced. They value education and a stable career, but they also value personal time, hobbies, and a good work-life balance. After secondary school, they choose between university and vocational schools, both of which are seen as valuable paths to a good career. For young men, there is a period of mandatory military or civil service, an experience that is seen as a rite of passage and a shared national duty. The culmination of their school years is celebrated with great enthusiasm. The Penkerit sees graduating students dress in costumes and ride through the streets in open trucks, throwing candy to children. And on the 1st of May, Vappu, students past and present, don their white graduation caps and celebrate the arrival of spring in a joyous nationwide festival that is a colorful mix of student tradition and Labor Day celebration. There is a quiet confidence in the younger generation, a sense of purpose that comes from growing up in a society that has invested in them and trusts them to build the future. Life in Finland is a tale of two extremes dictated by the sun. In summer, the light is endless. In the south, the sun barely dips below the horizon, creating a gentle, prolonged twilight known as the white night. In the north, above the Arctic Circle, it doesn't set at all for weeks on end. This is the time of the midnight sun, a period of explosive energy and life. The country transforms. Cities empty out as people retreat to the countryside, to their summer cabins. The water in the lakes warms up enough for swimming. The air is filled with the scent of pine, blooming lilac, and freshly cut grass, but also the persistent buzz of mosquitoes, a less romantic but very real part of the summer experience. The peak of this celebration is Juhannus or Midsummer, a national holiday where huge bonfires, or koko, are lit by the water's edge to ward off evil spirits and celebrate the longest day of the year. It is a time of magic, folklore, and deep connection to nature. Then, the light begins to fade. The days grow shorter, the air colder. Autumn, or ruska, brings a final, brilliant burst of color as the leaves of birch, aspen, and maple turn to gold and crimson. Then the leaves fall, and winter arrives, and with it, the darkness. In the far north, the sun disappears completely for almost 2 months. This period is known as Kamos. It is not a pitch-black darkness, but a mystical, perpetual twilight. The snow reflects the faint light from the moon and stars, casting the landscape in shades of blue and violet. The cold becomes intense. The crunch of snow underfoot at minus 20 degrees Celsius is a sharp, distinct sound. Life turns inward. The home becomes a sanctuary, a concept the Finns call kotoilu, the act of nesting, of enjoying the coziness of being at home. Candles are lit, warm drinks are prepared. The pace of life slows down. It is a time for quiet reflection, for reading, for spending quality time with loved ones. But winter is not a time of hibernation. It is a time to embrace the cold. People dress in layers and head outdoors. The snow creates a new landscape for skiing, skating, and walking. The darkness is not seen as an enemy, but as a different kind of beauty. It makes the stars seem brighter, and it provides the perfect canvas for the ethereal dance of the Aurora Borealis. To live in Finland is to understand this rhythm, to adapt to the ebb and flow of light, and to find beauty in both the endless day and the long, silent night. It is a life lived in two distinct chapters each year, each with its own challenges and its own unique rewards. The social fabric of Finland is woven with threads of trust, honesty, and a deep respect for personal space. It is one of the highest trust societies in the world, and this is visible in everyday life. Lost items are returned, promises are kept, people believe what others say. This fundamental trust allows society to function smoothly, with less need for excessive rules and oversight. It is the bedrock upon which the social contract is built. Privacy is a core value. Personal questions about salary, religion, or politics are rarely asked in casual conversation. People do not pry into each other's lives. This reserve is a form of respect. It is an understanding that everyone has a right to their own inner world. This can make Finns seem quiet or reserved to outsiders, but beneath the calm exterior lies a deep well of loyalty and warmth reserved for close friends and family. Friendship is earned over time, but once given, it is steadfast. The famous Finnish nightmare meme, which depicts a person's horror at having to sit next to a stranger on a bus, is a humorous exaggeration of this desire for non-imposition. Equality is not just an ideal, it is a practical reality. Finland was the first country in Europe to grant universal suffrage and is consistently ranked as one of the most gender-equal countries in the world. Opportunities in education and work are open to all, regardless of gender or socio-economic background. This commitment to fairness creates a sense of stability and shared purpose. Life is guided by a principle of simplicity and modesty. There is little emphasis on showing off wealth or status. Quality is valued over quantity. A well-made, functional object is preferred over something flashy and disposable. This is reflected in the way people dress, the cars they drive, and the homes they live in. Underpinning the national character is a concept known as sisu. It is a word with no direct English translation, but it embodies a unique combination of courage, resilience, grit, and perseverance in the face of adversity. It is the quiet, stubborn determination to keep going, even when things are difficult. It is the strength that saw the nation through harsh winters and a turbulent history. It is a quiet, internal fortitude, not a loud display of strength. Social life often happens not through spontaneous encounters, but through organized activities in clubs and associations, or Yiddistiksit, where people connect over shared hobbies. Safety, stability, and the quiet satisfaction of a life well lived are the true measures of success. The rhythm of life in Finland varies greatly between its vibrant modern cities and its quiet, sprawling countryside. Helsinki, the capital, is the nation's hub of culture, business, and design. Life here is faster, more international. The streets are alive with a quiet energy. Yet even here, nature is never far away. The sea wraps around the city, offering windswept islands like the sea fortress of Suomenlinna, just a short ferry ride away. The unique Temppeliakio church, carved directly into solid rock, is a testament to the Finnish desire to integrate architecture with the natural landscape. In cities like Turku, the country's former capital, with its medieval castle and cathedral, and Tampere, a post-industrial city built between two vast lakes, a similar balance exists. They are centers of innovation and education, with a rich history, but they retain a human scale. Life is convenient, connected, and still deeply in touch with the surrounding nature. It is possible to live in a modern apartment and be hiking in a dense forest within 20 minutes. Move away from the urban centers, and the pace of life slows dramatically. In the small towns and rural areas, community ties are stronger. Everyone knows their neighbors. Life revolves around the seasons in a more immediate way: the planting, the harvest, the long winter. The local village shop, or Kila Kaupa, is a social hub. The landscape of Ostrobothnia, with its flat, open fields and wide rivers, feels different from the dense forests of the east. While beautiful, some of these regions face the challenge of depopulation as younger generations move to the cities for education and work. Further north, in Lapland, life is defined by its relationship with an even more extreme environment. Here, the wilderness is vast and powerful. Rovaniemi, the capital of Lapland, sits on the Arctic Circle and is a modern city, but it serves as a gateway to a more remote way of life. This is also the heartland of the Sami, the only indigenous people of the European Union. Their culture, language, and traditional livelihood of reindeer herding are deeply intertwined with the Arctic landscape. To live here is to have a profound understanding of the land and to possess a quiet strength forged by the Arctic seasons. The choice between city and country is a choice between two different kinds of quiet: the organized, cultural calm of the city and the deep, elemental silence of the wild. This quiet, well-ordered life is not without its challenges. The most profound of these is the darkness. The long winter, with its limited daylight, can have a significant impact on mood and energy. The Finnish language has a word for the grey, sunless gloom of late autumn before the permanent snow arrives: maras. It is a time of waiting. For the snow to brighten the landscape, for the light to return. Seasonal affective disorder is a recognized reality, and people have developed strategies to cope. Light therapy lamps are common in homes and offices. Vitamin D supplements are a daily routine, and there is a strong emphasis on the vital importance of social connection and physical activity to combat the gloom. The reserved nature of the people, while a form of respect, can also lead to loneliness. The paradox of a society that functions well but can feel isolating is real. For newcomers, and even for some Finns, it can be difficult to break into established social circles and form deep connections. The quiet and personal space that is so valued can sometimes feel like isolation, especially for those from more communal cultures. Making friends can be a slow process, requiring patience and an understanding of the local social cues. Public health initiatives increasingly focus on combating loneliness, recognizing it as a serious societal issue. Life in Finland is also expensive. The high quality of life and extensive social services are supported by high taxes and a high cost of living. Housing, especially in the Helsinki metropolitan area, is costly. Food, alcohol, and gasoline are significantly more expensive than in many other European countries, partly due to high taxes aimed at promoting public health and environmental sustainability. It is a trade-off that most are willing to make for the security, stability, and public services it provides, but it requires careful financial management. For those who choose to move here, learning the Finnish language is a significant hurdle. It is a complex language, unrelated to most other European tongues, and mastering it is crucial for deep social and professional integration. The quiet life is a good life, but it is not always an easy one. It requires resilience, self-awareness, and an ability to find light and warmth in the darkest of months. So why do people choose to live here, on the quiet edge of Europe, through the long, dark winters? The answer is not found in one single thing, but in the sum of many small, profound qualities. They stay for the unparalleled quality of life, for the feeling of safety that allows children to roam free and people to walk alone at night without a second thought. It is the freedom from fear, a quiet luxury that is easy to take for granted. They stay for the clean air and the pure water, which are among the best in the world, for the immediate and unrestricted access to nature, which serves as a national playground, a sanctuary, and a source of profound well-being. They stay for a society that works, for the trust in institutions, the police, the government, the healthcare system, for the stability and the knowledge that if they fall, a strong social safety net will catch them. Many who grew up here and moved away often return, wanting to give their own children the same kind of safe, nature-filled childhood they experienced. They stay for the balance between work and life, between the modern city and the ancient forest, between the individual and the community. It is a life that offers the freedom to be oneself in a society that values authenticity over performance. It is the space to breathe, both literally and metaphorically. It is a feeling of belonging to a place that is calm, honest, and deeply connected to the natural world. It is the quiet satisfaction of knowing that you are part of a society that, for all its challenges, strives to take care of its people and of the land they call home. It is a choice for a different kind of wealth, one measured in silence, safety, and time. Finland is not a loud or a rushed place. Life here is built on a different set of priorities, on quiet routines, a deep trust in one another, and the grounding presence of nature. It is a society that has found a unique equilibrium, a way of living that feels both deeply traditional and remarkably modern. In the bright energy of the summer nights and the profound silence of the winter snow, people move through the year with a calm strength. They have built a life that balances the contemporary world with the timeless values of simplicity and space. A life measured not in speed, but in moments of peace, in the steady rhythm of the seasons, and in the quiet quality of being present.